Hello friends, how are you? Now, today we are going to discuss something on service failures and service recovery management. Believe me, this is one of the most important subjects. I have been saying that all subjects are important and all subjects are most important. But when I see this subject and the depth of this subject, there is a lot of hidden agenda and there is a lot of meaning in this subject, especially because we talk about service economy, we talk about people management, people driven services, and we also know that when we talk about services management, services failures are bound to be there. And since services failures are going to be there, there is a need to understand how do we recover from this service failure, because we need to be in the business and we need to have customers with us. So, in keeping in mind all this, I would love to share with you something with regards to a tourism industry so that you get an idea about what this subject is or what this chapter is talking about, and how service recovery and why service recovery and why the service failures, all those things are so important in today's business. But before we get into all that, I would love to share with you what is the learning objective. I wish to explain you what is this service failure. I also want to share with you the benefits of encouraging customer complaints. How do we handle service failures and can we design a service recovery model? So this chapter is going to share with you a lot of things with regards to service failure and service recovery. And I will also try to help you understand what is this recovery model, and is recovery more important or customer complaint more important, or should we allow the services to fail, not to fail, and all that, right? So before we introduce the chapter, I would share with you something about the tourism industry, which will make things very clear for you. So when I see tourism industry as a service industry, what comes to your mind? I'm sure you would be talking about airline, we talk about the hotel industry, and we talk about the tour operator. So where is the question of service failure? Yeah, so when you have three or more components involved into a business process, three or more components involved as a variable in a system, there is a likely possibility of one of the components creating some or the other problem. Yeah, because you cannot have control on all the parameters or all the variables in the system. So tourism as an industry, if you really see, if you have to create a wow with the customer, it is so very important that your coordinator or the person who is going to handle the crew or the person who is going to handle the customer has to coordinate everybody with regards to, it could be airline industry, it could be hotels, it could be the country where he goes and the culture and so many other parameters, and there is still a possibility that he may not be in a position to handle everything. So when we talk about tourism industry, dissatisfaction is or may be inevitable. Dissatisfaction in one way or the other way for a customer is inevitable, we can say. This industry is susceptible to service failures, and if we have to see reasons, we can by and large talk about three major reasons. And first reasons could be service deliveries relies on a number of parameters which are all service oriented. Had it been a combination of manufacturing and service, then probably scenario could have been little different. But since the service industry or the tourism industry is purely dependent on pure service domains like airline, which is a pure service, hotel, which is a pure service, and also depends on the tour operator, which is people oriented business. So since everything is people oriented and process oriented, it is service and service, and therefore coordination of all these service parameters is a big challenge in the industry. So that is one of the reasons why customers can be dissatisfied in one way or the other. Second, other important parameter is this industry is highly people based. So we have seen that if there is a means when you go to an ATM and whatever it happens at ATM, probably you feel good or bad about it, but you are not actually complaining too much about it because there is nobody in front of you. So if it is a people based industry, then you tend to complain, you tend to appreciate, or you do not tend to do anything, but you tend to do something or the other. So this industry has heavy dependence on people, and the role of the individual who is managing the tour is also very, very important, because based on his behavior there can be a potential possibility of a problem. Yeah. So third important is, this industry is heavily influenced by some of the factors which are beyond your control or beyond the control of an individual. Like airplanes getting late is not within the control of a tour operator, or poor weather conditions. I am sure the tour operator doesn't have any control on the weather conditions. Also, if he is supposed to take you to a place where a lot of visitors are going to gather, and if it is overcrowded, then you are not happy about it, but even the tour operator doesn't have too much of control on it. Or he takes you to a safari, wild safari, and you are expected to see a tiger, but you don't see a tiger, and you are unhappy about it, where again this tour operator doesn't have any control. So keeping in mind so many parameters which are beyond the controls of the tour operator or the individual, customer can be happy, and this can lead to customer dissatisfaction. So customers normally, he is also a human being, so normally focuses on something which is negative rather than focusing on the positive aspects of tourism experience. He will remember all that what has not happened to him, like he could not see the tiger in the wild safari, and that could be one of the most important parameters he would remember rather than all the good experiences he had. If the plane got delayed and he had to wait at the airport for 2-3 hours, he would remember all that. So a poor service or a failure will result in dissatisfaction, which in turn will prompt a variety of responses from the customer, including complaining. He may complain that you did not take us to the forest at the right time, you did not ensure that the plane should not be late, or you should have informed us well in time, and all that. He may also do negative word of mouth for you, which is very bad for business. But how do we take care of it? We are going to see in the chapter. It can also impact on his decision of repurchasing. Means, should he hire you for the next tour or no? This also can, this decision itself can have pros and cons when you talk about dissatisfaction of the customer. Again, I would share that it is practically impossible to avoid service failures and dissatisfaction. Hence, it becomes increasingly important for organizations to understand how to manage such occurrences and minimize the adverse effects of these occurrences. I am sure there is a growing body of evidences to suggest that effective service recovery will generate. What will this recovery generate? This effective service recovery will generate a positive customer response. Can generate positive customer responses, while complaint handling being seen as a key element in service recovery. See, customers are bound to complain, but if we start seeing customer complain as a feed forward than only a feedback, there is an opportunity there. This can have a significant impact. This recovery, service recovery methodology, can have a serious impact in terms of positive customer response, which can in turn convert a dissatisfied customer into satisfied customer. He can talk positive about you as a part of word of mouth publicity. And there is a likely possibility of he coming back to you for repurchasing or probably for hiring you for this next tour. To get the above, it is important to understand this customer reaction during the service failure. What was the customer reaction? What was the service failure intensity? And how the service recovery person or the service recovery system handled the entire customer failure issue? And what was the model he adopted? How did he apologize with the customer? And all these parameters will actually, you know, help us understand what can be done to overcome this kind of scenarios. So I'm sure now you have got a flavor of what is this service recovery, and you would have also understood the importance, because if you have services, failures are bound to be there. Failures lead to dissatisfaction, bad word of mouth, and question mark on the repurchase intentions. So when you have these three problems, we try to address these three problems with service recovery, saying that if we have customer complaints as a feed forward mechanism, probably the customer satisfaction can be high or dissatisfaction levels can be low, and those dissatisfaction can be converted to satisfaction. Customer may start talking positive about you, that this service provider or the tour operator was very positive and has helped us recover the scenarios, even there were few issues here or there. And there can be a possibility of the customer coming back to you and could be with you for longer duration of time. So, this is what service failure models are, and more companies are actually focusing on service failures and recovery models. There has been a paradox also that if there is a service failure, there is a likely possibility of customer being with you subject to the recovery has been excellent. If there is no failure, then you do not have an opportunity to showcase your recovery model, and then customer doesn't know whether you have a recovery in place. But if there is a failure, there is a bad experience, and when you convert that bad experience into a good experience or help customer come out of that bad experience, customer is more comfortable and he feels that, okay, in case of failure also, this service provider has enough of cushion or enough of mechanism to help me come back out of that failures. So I wish to introduce this topic wherein service failures are there when we talk about our ITs, when we talk about hard disk or hard drives crashing. Service failures are also occurring, but what matters most is the actions taken to recover from failures. And indeed, service recovery is the acid test for the customer orientation. If a company does not excel in this, then it can be assumed that it is not customer oriented. So this is how customers are going to look at the service businesses. We have been talking about service, but we also need to see that since customers are going to be there, services are going to be there, failures are going to be there, and how do we recover from these failures is going to be the most crucial thing for any service business. So today, with the businesses growing, you will also agree that complexity in the service is growing. So we see IT and you see your iPhones or smartphones, and you see so many complications, so many technologies in place, so many apps in place, and now every other app can be interconnected, softwares can be interrelated, servers can be interrelated, cloud computing, so much. And therefore, when you talk about the service provider providing you a service, he has to handle a lot of complexity. There is a lot of integrated system which he has to handle, and there is a lot of coordination which actually goes behind the screen. So there is a lot of complexities issue when we talk about service delivery mechanism. So since there is service complexity, companies will have to need to understand that service recovery is not simply complaint management. Companies cannot think that what they used to do yesterday as a form of complaint management, they still carry on their complaint management, but instead they will have to think little more broadly, with an open mind, with an open box, and they will have to be little more proactive in the process. If companies are not proactive and they continue to respond or react to the customer's complaint, then there is going to be an issue. Ideally, service recovery will address service failures before any complaints are made. See, when there is a failure, believe me, and I'm sure you will also agree, that when there is a failure or when there is a likely failure, even the service provider understands that there is a failure or a likely failure happening. So when he understands, why is he waiting for the customer to complain? Can he be proactive and say that, sorry dear customer, there is a likely failure here and we apologize for it? Only if customer complains and if you react to customer complaint, then where is the game? So you or the service providers cannot miss these opportunities to recover and wait for customer complaints. So recovery is more proactive, wherein you say that, okay, even before complaint walks up to me and says that there is a problem, I say, dear customer, I appreciate that you have come, and but I would say that there has been some problem in my system, and because of that, probably the services which we wish to deliver you have not been delivered. Extremely sorry for it, but we take care of you. I am sure customers also understand and appreciate that there are possibilities that customers or the services will fail. They also appreciate that if you are ready to serve them and you are ready to correct your processes, they are happy about it and they wish to be with you. So, as I have shared with you that it is purely a proactive approach. When I say, can I move a step ahead and say, oh dear customer, extremely sorry. No, we wish to deliver you this, but it was beyond our control. Like planes coming late. When planes are coming late, the service provider or the tour operator or the airline industry itself has to be more proactive, you know, rather than waiting for customers to react that, oh, why planes are late and we have been waiting here and all that. Because reactiveness doesn't help in the service industry. It is the proactiveness which is going to be helped. So the question is, how proactive are you or your organization? So very important that organizations have to be proactive. When I talk about this proactivity, I also say that from the customer's point of view, good service recovery focuses on fairness and justice. So fairness and justice is what we mean to talk about. So it basically lies on three dimensions, which is distributive justice, procedural justice, and interaction justice. So when I say distributive justice, I say the outcome of a recovery situation, such as an apology, refund, or product replacement. So these can be there, but here I would say right justice is very important. Customers are often dissatisfied with recovery effort because managers overemphasize the distributive approach but fail to understand importance of process and international justice. Customers are often dissatisfied because the way they have been dealt with during the service recovery is pathetic sometimes. A lot of managers, especially who do not understand the value of service, they treat customer as any person and try to make him realize that probably, sorry dear customer, no, whatever has been done is done, so we just can't help it, extremely sorry. But they are so curt that customer is purely unhappy. So no, probably that apology has to appear like an apology. Let us be sensitive when we talk about this service recovery model. For customers to remain loyal, he or she must feel listened to and understood. Customers should feel that somebody is paying attention to what they are saying. Her or his emotions is to be addressed than service recovery. See, when you talk about this service failure, I think one thing which is very important that managers or the service provider should focus on the customer and not on the problem first. Let the customer talk about whatever his concerns are, and manager should focus on the customer and should pay attention to what this dear customer is talking about instead of how to recover. Probably at the back of the mind or in your subconscious mind, your recovery process can be on. But when it comes to customer attention, let the customer feel that somebody is attending him and justice is being done to him. Customers do not expect out of proportion, but they are looking for something which is right. And it is the responsibility of the service provider to deliver something which is right. Next important is understand the scale of the problem. Only by knowing the true scale of the customer dissatisfaction, companies can decide about the proactiveness. Companies can decide about what could be the method of recovery. So scale of the problem is very important. So probably companies can decide or can have some measurement scales in terms of, okay, if these are the types of problem, then I would rate this as A class of problem. If problems are lying between X to Z, then probably problems are B type of problem or C type problems. Like we have inventory classification, like ABC analysis, we can have ABC scale of problems. Or the moment we have that, then there is a likely possibility of what category of problem this is this, and how to take care of or which model to apply. Once the company has a good idea of what kind of problem customers are experiencing, it can actually define and prioritize areas for improvement. So once you do that, probably customer also feels happy that okay, my category was B and I am being served for B. If my category is A, I am being served for A. So customer will understand. Another important parameter which I wish to share in this chapter is customer complaints. When we had an audit, suppose you have an ISO audit and other audits, probably they ask you to share and register which is talking about customer complaints, and you say, okay, we had 10 complaints or 12 complaints, and they say, okay, good, so how do you handle these complaints? And you say that, okay, we call back the customer and all that. So we have handled the customer in our own way, all that. So with the understanding or getting into the depth of this service recovery, I feel more the customer complains, better it is. More the customer complains, better it is. This gives you a clear-cut indication. When complaints are more, means customer is closer to you. Means your systems or your channels are open for the customer to walk into you, and you are listening to customers. So this has been always said, that encourage customer complaints, but people have been running away from customer complaints. Another major reasons for running away from customer complaints is our organization structures, our hierarchies. And if there are too many customer complaints, the person handling that kind of customer or that set of customer is fired by his top manager. So I would say that there can be a different mechanism of looking at it, and feedback means this customer complaints can be purely treated as feedbacks. And I think this also gives an opportunity for the organization to improve and redefine their business processes wherever complaints are coming, or if the complaints are coming because of individual, so there is a possibility of replacing the individual. So there are a lot of options with the organization when complaints are, because you at least know where the problem is. So I would say, can companies start focusing on encouraging the customer complaints and say that, oh, I have large number of complaints, and therefore probably I feel that customers are close to me, and they also give me an opportunity, and they also give me a lot of feedbacks for my improvements, so they are concerned about me as well. So there can be different ways of looking at it, but this complaints can be a sure method of improving. You also need to understand where you are feeling. Most customers understand that things can and will go wrong. Customers are also intelligent. Customers are also in their own businesses. They also make a lot of mistakes. So, and to err is human. We have been always listening this. So, most customers understand that things can go and will go wrong today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. So, there is, they also understand and they appreciate that, fine, problems are fine or some error is fine. But don't panic. For the service provider, it is important that not to get panic in this situation. Solve the problem and create a sense of you being loyal to the customer. Believe me, there is a possibility that if you solve the problem within a specific period of time and with concern for the customer, there is a likely possibility of you creating actually a loyal customer in the system. Avoid assuming. Everybody feels, and I will not say we should not feel, but everybody feels that I understand things very fast and I understand customers' problem. And we assume a lot. Believe me, let us not assume. Avoid assuming. Ask customer. Please do not hesitate to ask the customer what type of solution customer is looking for a particular problem. If there is a problem, please do not jump onto conclusions and solutions directly. Please understand the severity of the problem, criticality of the problem, and then ask the customer that what is the kind of solution he would be looking for that particular problem. Don't strive for fairness and justice. Don't just strive for fairness and justice. No, okay, this is fair and this is just. Now, try to understand the pain of the customer. And with regards to pain, try to do things which are right. Try to do things probably, because if there is a failure from your side, even if you have to get penalized for something, get penalized once. I'm not saying make it a habit, but I'm saying even if it is at the cost of the company, but you know that for sure that you are going to get the customer back, I think it is an investment. Don't imagine that you are doing something very special. Now, if there is a failure, and customers have complained that you have done something for the customer, don't feel that you have done something which is very special. No, you have done something which is good, you have done something which is called service recovery, but it is not something which is very special. And even if the customer is happy about it, you should be happy that customer is happy, but I am telling you that you have not done something which is very special. More important is, You have applied a good model of service recovery and you are still holding your customer, and you can be happy about holding your customer back. Always keep an eye on lifetime value. This word lifetime value is very close to my heart and could be close to many people who are in the business, because it is always said that it is very difficult to get a customer, and if you have got the customer, you should understand how can you milk the customer more and how do you increase the lifetime value with you so that he continues to invest with you for a longer duration of time. So if he continues to be with you for a longer duration, you also know that if the longer he spends time with you, there is a likely possibility of an error in the process, and there is also possibility of you recovering the error. So that is the fun in the service recovery model.